learned
we're going to do the next story
from the Maaser with Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu fighting over the Luchos. This concept of being able to lelachem against even Hashem, which means in klape ma'avas Hashem, in my responsibility ma'avas Hashem, I'm kol yochol. So we were giving a few ma'asim just to illustrate some of these aspects. Vegetos Europa who gusha ibidei hanotzim, in the ghettos of Europe that were captured, that were ruled by the Nazis in Machshmon. Hukma machtere shel bnei yeshiva shemi yesiade ayetzir b'shem Matityahu. It was a young yeshiva bocher called Matityahu, and he, in the one of the bunkers there, started a yeshiva. Hunoyled the mishpacha v'yinit mitbolalut. He was born into a Viennese family that had assimilated, very assimilated family. Ach b'gil 15 hafuch lo bal tshuva retzini v'amik. He became a bal tshuva at 15. His father was very against it. He left Vienna, he left his home, and he came to Poland. He grew and steigt in Teure. When the Germans conquered Poland, he gathered the people together and he said like this. Gzeres Germanim legaleches azakan ve'apoyis lechalel Shabbos. Gzeres shmadhem. The gzeres of the Germans that you have to cut your hair and your payers and shave your beards and you have to machal Shabbos. Those are gzeres of shmad. Lo nichna ledirushosem, and we're not going to listen to them. Neirad lemachteres, we're going to go underground. Nishmo lazokin ve'apoyis, nishmo Shabbos v'nil motere kolod ruach chaim v'apoyim. We're going to carry on living like Jews as long as we breathe. We're going to mekadosh our lives to avoid us Hashem at the last minute. From Matisyahu, they were the Matisyahuniks. And they found his diary from the ruins of the ghetto. They found one of the group's diaries. He describes in his diary, the guy had the presence of mind to write a diary. He was alone in the bunker. Starvation, terrible yusurim. He wasn't going to be living much longer. The Nazis used to burn underground. That's how they flushed people out. The buildings they were built with wood and whatever, so they just start a fire, and then the fire would go and go and go, and you would run and run for no more time. You had to come out, and they caught you. Should he just jump into the fire, because anyway it's going to kill him in a few minutes? And in such a way save himself from, I don't know how long, but quite a bit of time of terrible yusurim. It was very hard for him to decide whether he should do this or not. Maybe he has to carry on living until the fire gets to him and Hashem takes him. The Rotzon Hashem is you don't kill yourself. And he was mitlabeting what to do. This was what he was dealing with in his last moments. Do I jump into the fire and shorten my life and take away the yisurim? It's going to happen anyway. Or no, the Rotzon Hashem is that I should live a few more minutes, even with terrible yisurim. Chofetz Chaim told over the story. I don't know, you'll see there's probably funny how we know the story, but whatever, apparently the story was told over by the Chofetz Chaim. I think he said it by the Leviah of his son. The Chofetz Chaim lost his son, and the Leviah of his son, I think I'm not, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, I'm sorry. But I'm pretty sure that I'm right that this story was told over by the Chofetz Chaim at the Leviah for his son. So he has a story within a story. You ever know that the story is a story within a story? Hanusim besvad shomru beseises yadutam. You know that the Jews in Spain, they're too hard the Yiddishkeit. They couldn't go around with fierce Yiddish, so they used to hide themselves in bunkers and in homes and whatever. They didn't. Void sheklapei chutz hem amidu ponim kilu hem chaim kenoitzu. Outside they looked like noitzu, but inside they were living like Jews. The people that live like that today without being forced. Aisa bekach sakona gedoyla. Mi kimi shemitpes ha'oila al hamoked v'nisraf paish. It was very dangerous because if you got caught, then the Inquisition would take you, and there was terrible tortures. Achara mishpachos hamukhubedes besvad hatzlicha lishmal yaduta besaisa. One of the very choshev Spanish families managed to keep the Yiddishkeit hidden. Action is galia da Inquisition. So they got caught, they got found out by the Inquisition. Yedina mishpacha bo v'izirotam ki lashilinotot oimdes lo'etzrom. One of his friends that he was close with, one of the goyim came and warned him, you better be careful because they're about to catch you. You better flee. Berega achron hu etzlichu limalet. Last minute he managed to escape. Be'irum b'chayis akol. They couldn't take anything with them. They dropped everything and ran. They were fleeing for their lives. Heim nodedu b'meshech shvuoit memokom lemokom. They fled from one place to another with other. Actually, tzlicha legia lamachan aplitim by Morocco. They came to a refugee camp in Morocco. They managed to escape and eventually out of Morocco, but mamash refugees with nothing. Tnaya chayim b'machanei anoirim. Can you imagine a refugee camp in Morocco in those days, what it looked like? Terrible conditions. Oinu machalot sholtu b'kol ha'kium aya kashad mod. There was diseases, there was poverty, with terrible, terrible situation. Then there was a plague hit this refugee camp. Hamageifa pilu chololim rabim ma'od al yomim ad yamin v'al smol. People were dying left and right. Ve'echad akrim lo yit'oire mishnosoy echad mildeim. He lost all his children. Lo avas man rav kol yadi meisu b'magayfa. All these children died in this. Hayri mishtad l'tchazek v'la'ashlim al goyrolo. Ulam b'sof meisu gam ha'eim al b'magayfa. Imagine the parents were fighting, trying to stay alive in these conditions. Imagine. He was a mukhubad, one of the mukhubad members of Spain. In one day his life gets turned around. He's a refugee, homeless, penniless refugee, living with disease, whatever. Loses all his children, now his wife dies. This is the problem. I don't know how we know this. How do we find out about this? Not a Hasidic Shemaisa. Hasidic Shemaisa is always about a guy who was alone in a room and found out what happened. How do we know that? I don't know. I know that everything that I'm going through and have been through now is a test. You're testing me to see that if Khalil I'm going to stop loving you and having imuna in you. Up to now you haven't been able to break me. And to stop having imuna and loving you. You haven't been matzliach yet. What are you going to take from me? What do you have left to test me with? There's only two things left to me. Harishon Eilaim Chaya. The one thing that I have left is my life. Hasheni Hiu Menosibok. The second thing is my imune and love that I have for you. Imrotse Atali Tulis Chaya. Harahim Nusunim Lacho. You want to take my life? Then yours. Your life is mine. I don't have any control over my life. Hanashom Lachava Guv Shalcho. Ulam. So that you can take if you want. Ulam, however. You want to take away my emuna, you want to take away my love. That you can't take away from me, I'm sorry. There you're going to lose, don't trust, don't start up with me. You've lost. The love I have for you is mine and only mine and you have no say over that. That's the koyach of tzelem lekim that we all have implanted in us. Kol Yochul, Kol Yochul, he can do whatever he wants. But Nakuda Zu Gama Yudihu Kol Yochel. In this Nakuda, Jews also Kol Yochel. Who can be Yochel Afilu Kol Yochel and Negar Shbohu? Even Kenegar Kosh Bohu. Gova Yoda Shal Moshe. Moshe was able to overcome Hashem in this area. This area only, of course. In your Bechira Chovshi, even a Kosh Bohu can't interfere. Those are Jews. Those were Jews. Those were simple Jews, not the Gedolim. Those were simple Jews. You can't take the love I have from you away from me. Do what you want, but that you can't take. It's not yours, it's mine. Hakol b'nei shamayim chutz mi'yiru shamayim. Everything Hashem has control over except my yiru shamayim, which includes Avos Hashem and all those things. And that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu told, and that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu. Nitztachni bi, you won, you beat me. Yosha koch sheshabata. Hashem's trying to take away the luchos. He doesn't want Moshe Rabbeinu to take them. Moshe Rabbeinu takes them against Hashem and breaks them, and Hashem says, shkoch, thank you for breaking. Nitztachni, you beat me. I'm so happy that you beat me. It's a milim halalu. Nitzchayni bni. Let's go back to our original story. That was the story within the story. Put that aside now. This story about the Inquisition, this young Yid in the bunkers of the ghettos, remembers this story. This he writes in his diary. This diary they don't show you at Yad Vashem, eh? These diaries they don't show you. Like sheep to the slaughter, yeah? Sheep to the slaughter. Listen to this Yid. When I remembered this story of the Inquisition, I'm sitting here now deciding whether to shorten my life and jump into the fire or not. And I remember this story. And I suddenly realize these moments that I'm busy clearing whether to kill myself or not. I suddenly dawned on me, these are the most important moments I've ever had in my life. I'm in the middle of a war here, in my Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I have a fight going on with Hashem. And I can beat Hashem. In these last moments of my life, by the way, that's what the Sforno says. The Sforno says that Jew's greatest moments are just before he dies. The Kli Yaakov. The greatest moments, if the Jew's living his life the way he's supposed to, then the greatest acts he'll ever do are the ones he does, the latest part of his life. That's what he's going to be doing, the greatest thing he's going to be doing. He says, so where are you going to get schar for that? It must be there's an Olam Haba where you can get schar, because how are you going to give a person schar for the great things he does? Where does this guy get his schar from? This Yid in the bank who's about to do the most unbelievable act of godless in Yiddishkeit, where is he getting his scar for this? What reward are you going to give him in this world? Even if he would live after that, what are you going to give him? How much pizza do you have to give? I mean, what are you going to give him in this world to pay him for that? There's not enough world of this world to pay him for that. And he's going to die anyway. So there must be, as Kli Yaakov says, you see, it's a raya that there's an olam raya. I can show Hashem how much I love him, which I could never have done otherwise. This already, he had the prince of mind to write this while this was going on in a diary, and the diary survived. We're sitting in the building of Eish Kodesh. You know how the Eish Kodesh's writing survived? He buried them. He wrapped them in wax paper and he buried them. And somebody found it and brought it to Eretz Yisrael. What are the chances? It's only reason you have all these sorrows. He gave it to whatever. Somebody buried it But still, how did it survive? The pillar.
Go ahead. Fine.
were many documents that found their ways like that. There was a manuscript on all the dinim, the hilchus of what's Eretz Yisrael, the beginning of Gittin, the Gvulot of Yisrael. It's a sefer that's been published recently. I don't remember what it's called. It was written by one of the Gedolim, and he never had money to publish it. I'm talking about not one of the Gedolim in Europe, one of the Gedolim from 200 years ago. And this manuscript stoved until it eventually found its way to Germany. And somebody had it. How he had it, I don't get to the whole story. Frank Waxman tells the story. And he was on the train on the way to Auschwitz. And he had this manuscript. And he wrote on the manuscript, whoever finds this manuscript, please take it to Israel. And he threw it out the window of the train. And somebody found it and brought it to Eretz Yisrael. It was published about 20 years ago in Eretz Yisrael. I can't remember the name. I'll look it up. It's on all the halachas, of all the dinim of the gvulot of Eretz Yisrael. Well, they learn Gittin today in the yeshivas, they use the sefer. 200 years, stovev. They got frozen out of a train in Nazi Germany. With a petek, please take it to Israel, and arrived here. And somebody brought it to one of the, I can't remember the whole story with it. Anyway, that's not our sugya. When all hope is lost, but there's absolutely no reason, no purpose to carry on living. I now realize everything you brought upon me is a test and a nisayon and a mifchan. Fascinating what it is between a nisayon and a mifchan. Remind me one day to tell you. A fascinating sugya. I would share when I was in South Africa now, but somebody also gave a share on a nisayon, and what he was talking about was a mifchan, not a nisayon. Hold him off to it. What you spoke about was a mifchan. A nisayon is something completely different, not a test. You're testing me to see if I love you. Am I going to still desire your Torah and mitzvahs? Nilchamte banoi, nilchamte bi, ulam lo shabati oti. You're fighting with me, you're at war with me, but you haven't broken me. The fire is going to catch me and it's going to destroy me completely any minute. I'm not running to kill myself. These few moments that you've given me to live, they have a purpose. What's the purpose of this life? To prove to you, Hashem, shagam im achaim shenatateli hoifchim liyos chaim shel yusuri toifas. Even if my life becomes the worst yusurim, lamarot kol zois hei ma'oitza ayakar sheyesh b'yadayim. It's a precious treasure house that you've given us. Hem yekorim ma'od, v'em tzoyisam yecholim anu lechiach lecha. In these moments, I can prove to you, shela oylam latucha ligroim lanu shelo nevoscho. I can show you that you can never cause me to stop loving you. You want to take my life? You can. You cannot take away the love that I have for you. Writes this in his diary. I promise you, Hashem, at the last minute I'm going to fight against you, and I'm going to continue loving you no matter what you do to me. That diary survived, and that's one of the treasures of the ghetto. And what does Hashem say when he reads this diary? You beat me, my child, you beat me. You won. If these are just one story that you heard once in your life, these are stories that happen all the time. And they happen today, maybe not with the same intensity, but look in your whole life, you see that happening. This is where the Kala gets the opportunity now to prove her love and dedication to the Chosen. She's sitting and she's waiting for him. Like the husband who went off to Medina Siam, he went on a boat and he's not coming back, and she's sitting on the beach every night waiting for the boat to come. Namzina Lamdim Shakesha Ava Ben Amisalubain Hashem is Barakhu Kesha Shain Lanu Bo Soga Vatvisa. this love that exists between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us, we don't have a musag of how deep it is. Gavur mal gavur mamash, high levels. Kashiyu di oimed v'shoyles atzmoy, mi ani? Right at the beginning of the Sefer, we said we've got to find out who we are. We said we're going to take a bit of a journey and discover mi ani? Mi ani? Who am I? What am I? Hatshuva yi gavur b'yoysa. The answer is not whatever you would think it is. The true answer to me ani reyosu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beloved spouse. Bnei b'chayri Yisrael, I'm Hashem's only child. La HaKadosh Baruch Hu yesh k'v'yachol dira b'tachtoinim v'dira zu ani reyosu. Hashem has, in the lotion of Hashem, Misav HaKadosh Baruch Hu dira b'tachtoinim, Hashem wanted a dwelling place in the lower world. And I provide that dira for him. I'm his spouse. Ani kolosu. Tachni sabriya kulu lotuchu letzeis el apoel beladi. And the entire purpose of the bria cannot come about without you. Al adam lachshoiv. It's not enough to just think this. You have to take this home and you have to dredge this deep in kishkas because it's not easy. Years of hard work. Yetochen amnam sheinenu chay al pi metziuzi. Nachinami. I'm not living according to this reality. Nachinami. Ach ein zeh meshanet ha-metzius ha-metzius, but that doesn't change the metzius, it doesn't change the reality. Shrei uvda sayisi kale hi metzius mamish. The fact that I am Hashem's spouse, that's the metzius. You might not be living like that, as we mentioned earlier, what kind of a son are you going to be? But the metzius is that you b'nei b'chayri, that you are Hashem's only son, to be shvir nev roilem, that metzius doesn't change no matter what you're doing. And if you'll tie it to me, that's with the sun you can't destroy it, but when it comes to a color, when it comes to Riyasi, the chosim can give a get. So Rabbeinu Gershom took care of that. How? Rabbeinu Gershom killed two of the Christians' Tanas. That you can't give a get Bal Kocha. That was the con of Rabbeinu Gershom. Bal Kocha, you can't force a woman to take a get. Be the Raisa, you can give a woman a get even if she doesn't want. Rabbeinu Gershom came along and said, you can't give a get Bal Kocha, so Hashem can't divorce us if we don't want to get divorced. So that killed the first time of the Christians, that Hashem, yeah, we were the chosen people, but we're not behaving properly, so Hashem got rid of us. And the second one was, what the Christians said, Nachinami, you the wife, but you're not behaving so well, so Hashem took another wife. What did Rabbeinu Gershom say? You can only have one wife. Rabbeinu Gershom took care, that's why he's called Ola Goyim, that's why he's called the light of the Golas. Well, he made two tikkunos in marriage, and with that you became the light of the Golas. He became the light of the goddess because of that. He tied Hashem's hands, kaviyochol. Lo b'shamayim, the Torah is here. Hashem has to look into Shulchan Aruch here. Shulchan Aruch said, you can't give a get. Okay, that's it. He's stuck with us. Besides the fact that Hashem can't change us. Hold on. That's... Huh? Hashem is mislakel boreiso borolomoy. So he has to look into the Torah. I can bring you proofs from Gemara's. I can bring you proofs from Gemara's that Hashem is bound by what Chazal say. He says that in the Sefer as well.
He himself.
That's one reason. That's why we listen to. That's why, by the way, that's why Emunas Chachamim. That's the whole basis of Emunas Chachamim. That's why we listen to the Gedolim when they speak, because Hashem listens to them. That's why the Exeiros are Makan. That's why when we don't listen to them, we get into trouble. Every time we don't listen to them, we land up paying a terrible price. That's Emunas Chachamim. Maybe a good time to machazik that now, today, tomorrow. It's mamish nugah. That's the sugya. That's the sugya. That's the sugya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mistakel b'raiso b'roma lomoy. Hashem looks into the Torah and creates the world. Didn't create the world, he's creating the world every moment. So in Torah Shabbat Iksav, where does he look into the world, into the Torah and create the world? He goes to the Torah and opens up a Sefer Torah. But Torah Shabbat Peh, where does he go? He goes to the hearts and the minds of the Chachomim of this generation. And many, many proofs for it. If you want, I can bring you. But I don't have time now, but remind me tomorrow. The Moedika Gemara in Baba Kama, it proves this idea. I'll just tell you a quick story. We're going to Tropi. No, I want to see the Makodis for what this. You're asking a good question. How do we know this? I'll bring you proofs from Chazal. But I'll tell you a Moedika Maisa, Maisa Shahoyo. There was a Jew who came to the Chazalish. He needed, the doctors told him he needs lung surgery. There's a certain disease, lung disease. And he needs surgery. And the only place you can do it is in France. The doctor in Paris or whatever, he has to go to Paris. Came to the Chazalish to ask him. So he described the disease. The Chazalish looked into what kind of this disease was. And he said to him, whatever you do, don't leave Eretz Yisrael. If you leave Eretz Yisrael, you'll die within a year. If you stay here, you'll be fine. So the guy stayed in Eretz Yisrael and he lived a good long life. They asked the Chazanish, what kind of nevuah is this? He said, it's not nevuah, it's a mefurusha psak in Shulchan Aruch. He said, the disease that he described to me that he has is the subject of machlaikas in Yeridaya between the Ramon and the Bechaba, whether it constitutes a trefa or not. If an animal has this disease, is he a trefa or not? The Ramon Paskins is a trefa, and the Beis Yosef Paskins is not. In Chutz La'aretz, we go after the psak of the Ramon. So if he goes to Chutz La'aretz, he has a psak that is a trefa, he won't see out the year. If he stays in Eretz Yisrael, we'll be Paskin like the Mechaba, so he's not a trefa, he'll be fine. The Ramon Paskins, you're a trefa, you're a trefa. Ah, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, what a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Lo B'Shamayimi. If that's a psak and you're living under the shlita of that psak, you're bound by that psak.
Isn't there a question you can ask on that? If you say that if you're living in Eretz Yisrael, you're bound by the psak of the Beis Yosef, then surely are we then obligated to go by the psak of the Beis Yosef?
Where the dinim, once again, you're asking a shayla in Halacha now, where we paskin or whatever, you have to know how and where, whatever, yeah. I'm just saying, in this particular psak, the Poiskim paskin like the Ramor in Europe, and they paskin like the Beis Yosef, yeah. Say, Nachinami, yeah, you're not a trefer. There you're a trefer. Finished. Lo B'Shamayimi, the Torah is here. Reform came along and said, yeah, that's only talking about halacha, but when it comes to worldly matters, the Gedolim don't know what they're talking about, therefore we're going to have to listen to them, Chalila. That's how Reform started. That was the Yesod of Reform. They, you know, I need a Rav to tell me if my pots are kosher or not, but he can't tell me what to do with my money. I've heard that from Balabatim, who very shortly afterwards lost all his money. I was sitting with a Balabos, a very, very wealthy guy. And in a certain city, I don't want to mention the name, and this guy was giving a lot of money to different wasters, whatever, and he decided how he was spending his money. And I was quite close to him, and one of the Rabboni of the Stott came to him and said, speak to him, because the guy's mamash doesn't know what he's doing. He has to speak to the Rabboni before he, you know, he's closing the school, opening the school, closing the... He was here at the bus, he was doing what he wanted.